So, welcome to KGVM FM Radio 95.9. Welcome to the studio, John Meyer and Haley.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
A deer with no eyes.
No idea.
No idea. That's a good one. Welcome to the studio. Have you been in a broadcast studio lately?
I was on AM radio a few weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Which is fun because those guys are super conservative and they just take the gloves off, and it was a lot of fun punching back.
Nice. To get started, John Meyer is a lawyer and father to two kids.
Twin boys.
He lives in Bozeman, twin boys.
Mm-hmm. Their names are Rex and Wiley. Rex's middle name is Theodore, and so they call Teddy Roosevelt T-Rex. And so my son, his name's Rex, we call him T-Rex. Teddy Roosevelt was the greatest conservation president of all time, and I'm running for mayor to make Bozeman the most sustainable town on the planet. So it's fitting to have a son named T-Rex.
Today, John's come down to the radio station to do a quick interview while campaigning for mayor of the city of Bozeman. KGVM does not endorse any candidate.
Does it oppose any candidate?
Potentially. We're a conglomeration of volunteers, and we're just here to give out some information and bring in community members to listen to the radio, check out our archives online.
Thanks for having me, Monica. Check out our website. It's meyerformontana.com, MEYERFORMontana.com.
Looking forward, there's a sensitive land study going on in Bozeman, and I think there are still some opportunities to attend these planning meetings. What does a sensitive land look like to you, and why are we calling it that?
I think that all lands in Gallatin Valley are sensitive. I mean, we have some of the richest topsoil in the whole state, and it's painful to watch all these new vacation houses being put up on all this soil that we should be using to grow our own food. It's just, it hurts to see Bozeman turned into something that it's never been before. Because there's no rewind button, you know, like we can't tear these vacation houses down. We're probably not going to burn them down, so we need to be really careful about what we approve and what we don't approve in terms of development moving forward.
Yeah, development. What is it about new construction where they want to leave the lights on even though nobody's in there?
Lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bozeman is facing a serious housing shortage. We need to be building houses for people who already live here and for people who work here. We should not be building vacation houses for out-of-staters. And so what's happening right now is people are building huge houses and then renting them out as Airbnbs, or they're building huge houses and auxiliary studio apartments, two-bedroom apartments, renting those out as Airbnbs. And so I think the best place for the city to start in terms of getting a hold of the Airbnb debacle is to prohibit all Airbnbs that are owned by people who live out of state, and to say, if you don't live here, you're not going to be able, we're not going to let you take advantage of Bozeman anymore, because there's people who do live here, who want to live here and can't afford to live here. So we need to just say no more. If you don't live here, you can't take advantage of our town like that anymore.
The tax that these property owners pay gets pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely.
to help
build real sustainable housing, real affordable housing,
Which is a really nice approach.
So the city of Bozeman just passed a budget a couple nights ago, Tuesday night, and it was they appropriated, they earmarked about $24 million for affordable housing, which is not really that much in the grand scheme of things. I mean, the average home price in Bozeman is what, like $700,000, and so $24 million. I don't know how many new apartments or new studios or condos or I don't know how many new places you're going to get with $24 million. It's not really that many. And so I think we really need to focus on how can we generate more revenue to increase the number of affordable units that are available to people who live in Bozeman.
This is KGVM 95.9. We're here with mayoral candidate John Mayer. Would you like to see more of a transition in terms of the landscape from these industrial agriculture fields? Why not put some plants and some water-wise landscaping in place before we put a concrete foundation down? How hard is it to integrate some landscaping on a larger scale with these big neighborhoods being installed?
So I would love to see Bozeman start building houses, condos for people who already work here. Again, I don't think we should be building multi-million dollar vacation houses for out-of-staters. I think we should focus as a town on building houses that are affordable for people who already live here. That's what a real community is people who live together, who work together, who play together. It's not some out-of-stater who comes and drops in once a year for a week and then Airbnb is the place out. That's not my vision of a good, sustainable Bozeman.
Gallatin Health sub-area plan was sort of forced upon the city of Bozeman by the entity that owns those tracts of land that the Bozeman Deaconess Health operates on. How could we look at it in terms of health and environment? Are people informed enough about the plans before they get into place?
I don't know that the commissioners have spent a ton of time on the detail of each individual development. I think that they feel pressured into approving developments. Because if they don't, they're going to get sued. And we just saw that recently where a developer sued the Bozeman for not approving a development they wanted to build. I would love to see somebody come in and start filing lawsuits against the city for building vacation houses that shouldn't be built. We need to put pressure the other way. Because right now, the commission's scared of not approving development, but they should also be scared of approving unsustainable development. That's really what we're seeing in Bozeman. We're being overrun by vacation houses. Like you said, there's lights on at night, no one's home. It happens all the time. Drive around Bozeman, it happens all the time. We've got to put an end to that if we want a really, truly sustainable town.
Mm-hmm. Address the waste of space. Now, Airbnb can be such a resource for somebody coming into a place. They don't have a hotel. Maybe they have their dog and hotels don't allow dogs. But that doesn't mean you couldn't pay extra to support the concept there of community behind the tourist town.
Absolutely. Like an increased bed tax if you have an Airbnb, something like that. You touched on something that I want to address, and that's waste of space. And so I grew up in the Midwest, and it was just like suburb after suburb after suburb. And that's starting to feel to me, Bozeman feels that way in some ways now, and that you have to drive 10, 15 minutes to get the grocery store. You got to drive everywhere, and it feels like any other town in USA. And I would love to stop all development of unaffordable houses and start focusing on bikeable, walkable towns. Like, you shouldn't have to drive your car to go to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. You should be able to bike or walk to the nearest grocery store. And if you need a transportation, there should be a bus. You can quickly jump on a bus to get to the nearest grocery store. There's lots of opportunities to build a stronger, more robust infrastructure transportation system in Bozeman. And I'm thinking like more buses that go farther, that go everywhere in town. You shouldn't have to ever drive your car if you live in Bozeman. That's my vision, is where you don't ever have to drive a car. You can bike everywhere, you can walk everywhere, you can walk to the grocery store, or you can jump on a bus, no problem. And so that is, I think, one of my priorities that differs from the current commission, is that they continue to approve development without thinking about how are we going to make this a really bikeable, walkable town. We need to ensure that at the same time we approve these developments, there's going to be grocery stores that are around, and just, again, a walkable town. That's what we want, a real friendly, public-oriented town, instead of like private transportation everywhere. It's not sustainable. We got to get more cars off the road. If we want to address climate change, we got to get cars off the road. We got to stop burning fossil fuel. And I'll be the first to admit that I own a truck. I drive a car. I'm a hypocrite. I'll own that all day. But that's not going to stop me from saying that we need to start addressing these issues. We really have to address the fossil fuel consumption habits that we have in our country. And Bozeman is in such a great spot to be the model for the rest of the country and the world.
Absolutely.
We got some of the smartest people in the world. We have some very wealthy people. We have all the resources at our disposal. There's no reason why we can't build a really solid town with good infrastructure where you can bike to work, you can walk to work, you can take a bus to work. People should not have to drive their cars anymore to work.
In terms of the Bozeman Health Sub-Area Plan, is it not evident already what the land is being used as a corridor, protection of clean air? The use of the trails in Bozeman is off the chart, winter and summer. Let's keep what we have.
As an attorney, I've learned you have to win not only in the court of law, but also in the court of public opinion. And so if people write op-eds, if people write letters to the editor, if the city is inundated by calls from local residents, they're going to get the message. The city is going to get that message. But it's not enough to just complain about something. You then have to stand up and take action. And that's where you organize a weed pull. That's where you organize community members to get together and help on this issue. I work for a nonprofit here in Bozeman, and we are slowly adopting the M Trail that goes up to the College M, you know? And so a few weeks ago, we had probably 20, 25 people, volunteers, come and pull leafy spurge for 4 hours. And we probably pulled 400 or 500 pounds. And people might say, well, that's not nearly enough. And I agree. And next year, we're going to have double that number of people. And I think that as word gets out, there are people getting involved in the community that really care about it. I think more and more people are going to get involved. It's just a matter of having somebody start the ball rolling to begin with.
Part of me thinks the tracts of land adjacent to Bozeman Deaconess that are yet to be developed, can that land be recuperated before it gets built upon so that people can still move through? The cows that are grazing there might be one of the reasons why we still have a space for people, animals, just because it's a land use that is seen as valid.
So you talked a little bit about corridors, I think. And the mayor of Bozeman interfaces with the county commissioners quite a bit. And so right now there is a huge push to get overpasses, wildlife overpasses over Highway 90. You drive down 90, you drive down 191 towards Big Sky, drive down 89 towards Gardner, and there are tons of wildlife that are hit by cars every day, if not every week. And you see them scattered, littered across the road, and it's hard to see. And so as the next mayor of Bozeman, I'm going to work really hard to ensure that we get wildlife overpasses built so we can protect what we all are here for. I mean, people love our wildlife. People are coming here to see our wildlife. There's not elk in many other states, right? I mean, people come here from all over the world to see our wildlife, and we need to protect that. And it's not only a benefit to humans, and it's not only a benefit to the wildlife, but the insurance companies would also stand a benefit tremendously, because when you wreck your car, when you total your car, you pay your deductible, whatever that is, $500, $1,000, but your car, the cost to replace that is huge, and these insurance companies are paying that. And so the insurance company should also get on board with the idea of overpasses. It's just a win-win for everybody. It's just a matter of putting the pressure on the Montana Department of Transportation. And as the next mayor, I'm going to put the pressure on the Montana Department of Transportation to ensure that we build good wildlife crossings all around Bozeman to protect what's important to us all.
This community we have, we're not just going to be handed our rights, our liberties. When we're talking about the mental health crisis, if we were at all, it seems like a job would be to be on the grounds, walking around, and open to anybody who needs help, doesn't know where they're at. Let's have some city employees out pulling weeds while also interacting with the public. Have you been into the new Bozeman Public Safety Center on Rouse and Tamarack? How do you feel when you're in that building?
I like the new safety center. It feels open to the community. Any group can go there and have meetings. It feels like a good, safe space. I know that there are people in Bozeman that don't always feel safe. And so I think it's really important that people can go there and call it their own and feel really safe in our town. I met with the chief of Bozeman's police department a few weeks ago, and he mentioned the need to hire more staff, not just cops who are screwing with you, but actually like people who can interface with people who need help, whether that be mental health, whatever services besides like just a cop and a badge. And I think that's hugely important as people are working harder and harder to pay rent, to pay mortgage, to put food on the table. We're all getting really stressed out, and we need to ensure that there's someone around in town that's there if you need to talk. It's so important to ensure that we have our mental health in check as we move forward as a town.
Mm-hmm. Feeling safe in this town depends on having creative minds in positions that would help us all become more informed, feel what is community. We need more than a simple public comment period.
So right now, if you are feeling strong about an issue, you can go before the Bozeman City Commission and talk, and they have a little green light, yellow light, and a red light, and they give you 3 minutes to kind of say your piece. And that's not nearly long enough to really say what's on your mind if you've been here for a while. And so there are alternatives to that model. Instead of asking a representative to vote for something or to support your issue, there's what's called like a local citizen initiative. And so if you feel really strongly about something, we can get together and propose a citizen ballot initiative. And then if we get enough signatures, that'll go on whatever November, the next November election. And so that's a huge opportunity. If you see something you don't like, get together with some friends, talk about it, and then let's start talking about how do we put together a good citizen initiative. Go get some signatures, and we can do a lot of things where we don't have to ask the city commission for help. What else should we talk about? Let's talk about single-use plastic bags. Plastic pollution is terrible for the environment. The single-use bag is basically the extra from manufacturing fossil fuels. It's just trash, it's garbage, and we got to stop making it. We got to stop producing it. We got to stop giving it out. And so there's a lot of towns across the U.S. who have stopped single-use plastic bags. And the Montana legislature in 2021 passed a statewide ban on any city stopping single-use plastic bags. So the Montana legislature put a ban on bans. And they basically took away our right to control how we're going to protect the environment. And that's problematic because every Montanan, if you live in Montana, if you're a resident, you have the right to a clean and healthful environment. Montana has the strongest constitution of any state in the entire U.S. I mean, that right is enumerated in our constitution under Article 2, Section 3, and Article 9, Section 1 of the Montana Constitution. It says you have the right to a clean and healthful environment. Not only that, but you need to protect that right. We have an affirmative obligation to protect that right. And so when the Montana legislature said, you're not allowed to ban single-use bags, they took away our right to a clean, healthful environment. And we need to get that right back. We need to go to court, and we need to sue these guys and to get our rights back. Because Bozeman should be able to regulate itself. We should not be at the whim of a small town in rural northeast Montana where the people have never been to Bozeman. They're never going to come to Bozeman. They don't care about Bozeman. Those folks should not be regulating how we live and what we do. And so that's why I would encourage the Bozeman City Commission to sign on to a lawsuit that challenges this legislation that doesn't allow us to regulate single-use plastics. That's not the only issue that the legislature's monkeyed around with. They basically... The Montana legislature is preventing the city commission from zoning in a way that prevents vacation houses from being built. They've done all sorts of things that make it very difficult for us to ensure that affordable housing is built for people who have been here a long time that want to own a home.
What is affordable now about a set of tiny homes? I'm referencing the homes next to the I-90 that HRDC has put up. Why are we lining up tiny homes right next to each other?
I think HRDC does a great job in terms of providing services that people really need. We all need housing, and HRDC does a great job of that. I had the opportunity, the privilege, to go to the warming center about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and talk about, I'm a recovered alcoholic. I've been sober almost 9 years, and I got to meet with some folks who are in the warming center if they wanted to hear about my story and how I've recovered from alcoholism. And so HRDC does that really great work of helping people. I am very, very grateful for HRDC and all the good work they do.
Yeah, tiny homes should be put up, especially in places where the animals used to roam. And could we look for creative solutions to entice developers?
I don't know that we can entice developers to do the right thing. If they were going to do that, I think they would have already done it. I think they're in the position where they are so used to getting so much money for building huge houses that are totally unnecessary that they're reluctant to do the right thing and really look out for the people who live in Bozeman. And I think that's where city government comes into play. As mayor, as city commissioners, we're responsible for protecting the public health, the safety, and the welfare of our residents. We're not in charge of protecting the pocketbooks of the developers. And so to the extent that we can require developers to either build affordable housing or not build, I think that everyone in Bozeman is going to benefit tremendously. You hear about political races where candidates are spending like, what did Tester spend, like $60 million, $100 million in the last race? Something crazy, right? And so I'm from a blue-collar family. I'm the first person in my family to graduate from college. I was taught you go to work and then you get a paycheck every other week. You work hard, you get paid, that's how you work. And in politics, that's just not it. It's like you're constantly having to ask people for money. And I absolutely hate that about politics. And so we are running a small, tiny, scrappy campaign. We call it the cardboard campaign. And so people are writing the word Meyer on a piece of cardboard, M-E-Y-E-R, and then posting that on their Instagram account. And we've got people in Seattle and Texas and the East Coast. People from all over the U.S. are writing the word Meyer to support our campaign, to endorse the campaign. So if you don't have any money, great, more power to you. Thanks for standing up and listening. I would ask that you write the word Meyer on a piece of cardboard and post it on our Instagram account, Meyer for Montana. And if you have any questions about that, check out our website. It's meyerformontana.com, MeyerForMontana.com. Hi, my name is John Meyer. I'm running for mayor of Bozeman to make our town the most sustainable on the planet.
Die.